From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Greene. Texas, oil, steamy relationships. Ah, the vintage television series Dallas had it all. Well, so does one of this fall's most buzzed about shows, Lone Star. That series premieres on Fox tonight, and it brings us the story of Bob Allen, a con man who's scheming the oil business, not to mention scheming his two women. One of the women is played by actress Adrienne Palicki. Here she's giving her husband a tour of Houston's high society.
That guy is an idiot. He tried to build a resort in a swamp. Now he just does construction on his wife. You know how the human body is supposed to be 70% water?
Mm-hmm.
Chicky over there, 80% silicone, 20% Merlot.
Adrienne Palicki joins us, and that must have been a fun line to say.
It took a lot to get it out, actually.
Well, thanks for joining us. You're joining us from NPR West in California. And tell us a little bit about this role that you're playing, Kat Thatcher, on the new program.
Kat Thatcher is the daughter of one of the biggest oil company owners in Texas, played by John Voight. And, you know, she grew up in this high society in this world, and she's actually quite down-to-earth considering, and I think kind of wants to get away from it a little bit. And she's attracted to Bob because he's a man who's self-made, you know, came from nothing and built up himself. Of course, she doesn't know that she's also being conned. He also has another life in Midland.
And that's where his other woman lives.
His other woman, exactly.
I want to remind people, Bob is the man, the con man in the new program, Lone Star, who's playing two women, one of whom is your character. And his father actually described your character, Kat Thatcher. I want to play a little bit of that tape.
She's not your real wife. She's not your family. She's the mark. She is our way into a multi-million-dollar corporation so we can clean it out.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Very powerful. Yeah, Kat started off as a mark, and he fell in love with her, as did Lindsay, his other lady, who represents the childhood he never had, which is, you know, the Midland side, where it's just down home, you know, barbecues, and she's adorable, and you know, they have keg parties and whatever. And then you have the other side, which is the side that he would love to get to, which is that socialite world. So you get to see the two sides of Texas, but you also get to see it in a beautiful way because they're both very strong, very smart, very sweet women.
And I'm sure a lot of your viewers will be waiting for the moments of revenge that they take on.
Or for them to possibly meet someday.
Ooh, I like that. You're a tease.
Mm.
And your own roots are Toledo, Ohio, which I guess is a different culture than high society Texas. So you're playing one of the richest women in Texas here. How did you gear up to play this role?
Living in Dallas, you kind of get a feel for the high society. So I'm just taking from that.
And you actually are all the scenes are filmed in Dallas, even though we're talking about high society Houston in the show, or how does that
yes,
how does that work
absolutely.
Out? Why not
absolutely.
Houston?
Let's not ask questions, David. Nobody wants to go to Houston.
Okay? Enough said.
Yes, exactly. No, it's just that we have more capabilities in Dallas. You know, they're shooting quite a few shows there, so. You know, we have the crew and we have the studios and all those things.
And we should make clear that we both love Houston. We should say that.
We love Houston.
We love Houston
so much.
Well, we should also say that this is your second major television series. That the first is the much beloved NBC series Friday Night Lights, in which you played a very different character from Texas.
Yes, yes. Tyra Collette.
I'm taking the SATs on Saturday because I got to get my points up by like 1,000. And I thought it'd be better if I had a coach. And you're really good at that, so I was just hoping.
So you want me to help you out?
If you could, that would be amazing.
So you're sort of conning your own friend into helping you out, and his character had sort of a crush on you, I guess.
Yes. Well, we end up dating on the show, so he got something out of it.
and you got SAT scores.
Exactly.
So you were a high school teenager, worried about getting into college, worried about boys. How do you make that transition from that character to Kat Thatcher in the new program?
I think Tyra was more of a character. Kat, I think I bring more of myself, too, only because, you know, she is, first of all, my age.
You were playing much younger in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I was playing 16.
Which, and how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. Wow. That must have been a challenge.
You know, but she was a mature 16-year-old.
And how much did that Friday Night Lights role mean to you and your career?
Well, it changed my life, ultimately. You know, it was something else because, you know, it's hard to find, especially being a tall, blonde actress, you know. It's hard to find really solid roles. And this one really, I think, showed that I had the acting chops and I wasn't just somebody who was going to be in a bikini every show on WB or whatever, you know. It was something that really gave me a platform to act.
If you had gone down the bikini road, it might, I guess, surmise it might be hard to turn back in a way.
Absolutely. I mean, because then there's a stereotype of, oh yeah, she's hot, whatever. She looks good in a bikini. Let's get her naked in the next minute. You know what I mean?
You're
it's
labeled,
just like,
yeah.
Yes, you're labeled. And it's so, every time you find a really solid role for your age group, it's like, okay, I'm going to do this one. I have to have it, you know?
Is there a favorite scene you have from Friday Night Lights that kind of shows you in that serious role that you, you know, sort of in the way that you wanted to prove yourself?
There was a scene in the first season where my mother, played by Dana Wheeler, falls through a glass table. She's been on so many painkillers and, you know, she's going for a cigarette and mm-hmm. she falls through.
Nothing's
wrong. Somebody call 911!
Just look at me. I'm so sorry. I just fell. I'm so sorry.
You're okay.
And I think it's the first time you really see what Tyra is dealing with, that she's the mother to not only her mom, but her sister, who's also a stripper. And it's the first time you see Tyra crack and you see where she's coming from. And I think it's a really powerful scene.
And that was a moment when you feel like your true acting came through.
I think that's when it really, as the character started to come through. And then from there on, it progressed. And I love where she's gone. I've never loved a character more and cared about a character more. So I love what she's done with herself and where she's going in her life.
And when does your acting career leave Texas?
I don't know if it's ever going to leave Texas. Keeps drawing me back for more.
There you go. Well, Adrienne Palicki, thank you for joining us and talking about this new program that is premiering on Fox this week, Lone Star. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, David.
That music you're listening to is from the band Mumford & Sons, and it's featured in the new show, Lone Star. You can see scenes from tonight's premiere, also read a review of the show from NPR's very own Linda Holmes, who covers pop culture for the blog Monkey See. All that and more at NPR.org. Deny my dear, deny my dear. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.